Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:06, and it is the 2nd of June. My gosh, we're heading quickly for D-Day. Looks like, the weather, Linda's going to give you the weather today. It's going to be like this, so who knows what it's going to be. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. I'm joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
And, you know, it can stay cool and mild as long as it likes, because when the summer hits, it's going to do so with a noticeable thud. So it can stay cool and mild as long as it wants to.
Yeah, I heard Cheetah saying it could be like in the 90s next week, and that's going to be more than enough. We'll all be saying, gosh, I wish it was overcast again. But, you know, it's sunny. 90s means sunny and beautiful weather. And speaking of sunny and beautiful, there's Linda.
Good morning, and according to a weather update, there's a spring storm on the way. It's expected to bring the potential for heavy rains to the North State Mountains and Valley through Friday. So I am not exactly sure, and there's going to be heavy runoff. Currently 65 degrees. Good morning. Like Carl said, when you write your checks now, it's the 6th. I don't know about you guys, but I still like to write checks. I wrote a lot yesterday.
Yes, you
and,
did.
And, well, you know what's happening this Friday is we begin our music series out at Anselmo. And we've got Rick Hill and Lou White and Johnny Gonsalves. So, you know, that should be posted on the front of the website. And you can go to their website as well. And you better make reservations, because there's one room that we do music, and last time we did it, it was packed and we had overspill. And so, and you know, it's starting to get very crowded out there. But it is that time of year where the Summer of Jazz series begins. So, you know, please join us out there. This should be a lot of fun. We have a big day. Somebody's coming on at 8 o'clock, and I got to go out there and get the correct spelling.
Well, you need to. We have just any number of things that are happening today. But, you know, the state of Michigan has decided to license reporters to see if they're credible and then vet them for good moral character. Yes, it's true. The state of, well, maybe not the whole state of Michigan. Senator Bruce Peterson is introducing legislation that will regulate reporters, much like the state does for hairdressers, auto mechanics, and plumbers. I think this is great.
Red flag.
Well, wait a minute. Get back in your box, Bob. What it's about is that he says, wait a minute, we have so many sources coming to us. How do we know that they're really good sources, that they're really true journalists, that anybody can just say they're a journalist? So he says is that, you know, this guy, Peterson, also practiced constitutional law, says that the general public is being overwhelmed by an increasing number of media outlets, traditional, online, and citizen-generated, and an even greater amount of misinformation. Yes, Senator Peterson, there is misinformation, but it usually starts right at the top. He says legitimate media sources are critically important to our government. And he told Fox News that some reporters covering state politics don't know what they're talking about, and they're working for publications he's never heard of. So he wants to install a process that helps them and the general public figure out which reporters to trust. Well, Senator Peterson's having a little problem with this bill. It seems like he's the only one that signed on to it. And usually when that happens, it doesn't get very far. It doesn't usually even get out of committee. But he says that reporters must provide the following proof, licensing board proof, of good moral character and demonstrate they have industry ethics standards acceptable to the board, possession of a degree in journalism or other degree substantially equivalent, not less than 3 years' experience as a reporter on any relevant background information, awards in investigating reporting, and 3 or more writing samples. The reporters will also have to pay an application and registration fee. Now, I think that making it harder, I mean, putting those types of requirements on reporters, isn't the senator happy? Isn't he fortunate that they don't make those same types of requirements for politicians? The politicians have to sign something that shows they have good moral character and they have ethics and that they are trained in the political process. And the fact is that give three writing samples and promises that they will not take money from PAC groups and not take money from and make money while they're in there as our representatives. And have a degree in political science. I don't think you're going to see this pass because, first of all, I think he did it somewhat tongue-in-cheek. I would hope he did. I mean, trying to license reporters is probably like trying to herd cats, except herding cats would be much easier. Anyway, hey, we have to take a break here. It's Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Reelect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Redding Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Benito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. I have known and worked with Ron Largent for many years and find him to be a man with a passion, drive, and desire to serve the residents of Shasta County. Ron's leadership experience in private business and conservative belief in limited government will ensure a proactive commitment and voice for all the property owners of our county. That is why I am voting for Ron Largent for County Assessor Recorder.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And you can write to Linda at Linda at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, we just want to bring up again, and we're going to talk about that. I'm going to bring it up at the breaks in between some of the great, big, fat, juicy stuff we're going to be talking about. At 8 o'clock, we've got George Runner, Senator George Runner, who's going to be calling in. Or, Carl, is he running for senator? Okay, well, anyway, we want you to call us at...
He's running for the one of the many boards that are up there for they're up for election. He's been a senator. He's been a congressman. His wife was not a congressman, but an assemblyman. And his wife has been an assembly person. They've been doing this for a number of years. So he his wife is no longer in the assembly, but he is he's running for another one of our elected offices at the state level, and he is personal friends with many of the people right here in Reading. That's how we got his name, and he has been. So we're looking forward to talking to him about what the plans he has.
Okay. Oh, we met. Okay, that's what we met through Bob and Brenda.
Well, Brenda and I met them, George and Sharon Runner, down during Capitol Clear Speak a couple of years ago. Very class act people, and this was during our tour of the chambers, which were actually much smaller than I had envisioned them to be, but real interesting people and very into the process, and not necessarily hard party line people. They're more about the process of government than they are about just sticking to the lines, and that was refreshing.
Well, we're going to talk to him, like I said, at 8 o'clock. He'll be calling in. And Linda, what do you think about this? Al and Tipper Gore, 40 years, they're splitting up.
Well, we probably would have thought the Clintons would have split up before they did, but I don't know. Let's get to the bottom of it. Right now we're just hearing the peripheral part of it. Do we really want to get to the bottom of it? I mean, there are couples that you figure if you've been together 40 years, I mean, you hear 27, you hear 19, you hear 30, 40 years. It's half of your life, more than half of your life.
Well, I think that, what they said was that they've been living their own separate lives. And, of course, Al Gore has been out there saving the world and been building these huge megatopolises to live in and such and winning, the prizes, Emmys. Oscars, Nobel Prizes, and so, as they said, we have grown apart. We've had our own lives. Well, I also think that, and within a year we'll find out what really happened. But it is a surprise that they would split up like that. And you're right, everybody would think that the Clintons would, except, down deep I never thought the Clintons would ever split up because of they are so politically minded. They are so into what makes them a powerful couple, and that's part of it is being a couple. I think that's a big thing. The other things that we have going on, we're gonna take a quick break because we need to get into this a little bit more. But Attorney General Brown has filed a brief with the Supreme Court saying funeral protests are not protected speech. That's pretty big. And you're saying the funeral protests are not protected speech. Bob, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to get into this because it's going to take a little bit longer, and this is going to be somewhat of a contentious, segment. Are funeral protests protected speech? Or should you have the right to have a funeral for your fallen? In this case, it was a Marine. Or should you be able to have a funeral without protesters outside screaming nasty, hateful things to you? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned, qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray Davis budget deficit. Rick is the tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration. Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keen, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Onestad. Rick Keen for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keen for Senate, 2010.
Hi, this is Andy Main, urging you to vote for Chris Young, Supervisor, District 5. I have known Chris for 25 years. He is an outstanding citizen and exactly the kind of leader our county needs. Chris has been actively involved in our community, raising a family, volunteering for numerous organizations, and is a member of the Reading Planning Commission. Chris is dedicated to helping Shasta County through these hard times, and his tough management style is what we need now. On June 8th, vote Young. Chris Young, Supervisor, District 5.
I'm Chris Young, and I approve this message.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Good morning, you're listening to KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Butt. Wow, 65 degrees. There is a weather warning for another spring storm on the horizon. Oh, I want to remind you again, Friday, beginning Friday, June 4th, that's this Friday, we start our music series. You can go to our website, and that's KCNR1460.com. The music series out in Salmo Vineyards. We have every other Friday, Candace Lavolsi will be out there doing some wonderful, you know, harp and bringing a celloist, and you might want to look for that. We have Rick Heal, guitarist, Lou White, myself, Johnny Gonzalez. We'll be out there with the bigger group, meaning a four-piece, this weekend. Make your reservations, 474-5546, because I hear they are getting it packed. So we want to see you out there. Carl will be there, of course. We also have another...
I won't be singing, though.
But you're going to be playing harmonica.
Before the summer's out. Unless you want to hear Silent Night.
Bob just threw his head back because, you know, in Martinis with Santa, Carl, on his bucket list, he always wanted to play harmonica. And I said, okay, well, buck up and learn it. So it was really cool because he has like five or six different harmonicas, and he learned Silent Night. It was really, really good. So he is going to learn Summertime and perform it with the band probably in August, and it'll be super cool.
That gives me like 8 weeks.
That's all right. You can do it.
That might work by now.
You know, you learn it by Suck, Suck, Blow, Blow.
That's right. That's when he writes it. It's just, you know.
I thought it was going to kill him at nighttime because, you know, there he was at night going, Suck, blow, suck, blow, suck, suck, blow.
It works. That's the way he did. The guy wrote, you'd draw, inhale. He would say, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale. Anyway, that's the way
I
love
somebody who was willing to put themselves out there and try. Hey, can we talk about a special announcement that's happening on Thursday?
Sure.
And it's not just special to us. It's actually hit the news.
It's just an announcement that we've been asked
to make. Yes, okay. Meg Whitman is coming to Reading this Thursday at 4:30. She's going to be at the Air Shasta Hangar at the north end of the Reading Airport, 3770 Flight Drive. It's going to be an interesting appearance this time. It's going to be a fun rally, and C.R. Gibbs is going to provide a tri-tip barbecue. And this is free, but you need to RSVP. So the way you do that is reading@megwhitman.com or call 877-595-1163.
We're going to be out there, and we'll be, and it's at the north end of the airport.
We'll make this announcement again.
And again, yeah, it's going to be at 4:30. We'll probably 4:36. Ask questions for Meg. Come on out and hear what she says, and then go into a tri-tip dinner from C.R. Gibbs. Free meal. We never miss a free meal.
And we were asked to MC, which would be fun.
Yeah, going to be out there. Okay, let's go back to there's a group, a cult. I call it a cult, even though they call themselves a Westburn Baptist Church. Years ago, for some reason, they decided that God hates the United States because we allow homosexuals to live within the confines of the United States. And because of that, they decided to protest funerals. And they started out by protesting funerals of fallen warriors from Iraq, Afghanistan. And they would come out there with vile signs that they'd be holding up and saying vile things. You know, we hate, you know, God hates your son. He'll burn in hell. He, you know, that, you know, God hates America. And homosexuals should be eradicated. Things like this. And because of that, a group called the Patriot Guard Riders was formed. And it was kind of formed ad hoc. And their mission was to provide a buffer between these fanatics from the Westboro Church, and I hate to even call it a church, and the families. And what's brought this kind of up to a head again is that Albert Snyder's Marine son was being buried, and the Westboro's, the Westies, showed up with their signs and disrupted the funeral. He sued them and was awarded $10 million. Well, it went up to a higher court, was overturned, and in fact, he was told to pay the legal cost of this church. I mean, how horrendous can that be? Well, this then was sent on up and is at the Supreme Court. And the reason we're bringing it up today is because we've talked about the Patriot Guard Riders, and if you've listened to us, you know about how I feel about the Westboro Church. But Jerry Brown filed a brief in the Supreme Court saying the funeral protest are not protected speech. They're saying is that you should have the right to have your funeral without having protesters around it. And that the funeral procession should be protected. That we should keep these protesters away, take away their right, their freedom of speech because they're infringing on someone else's. Ooh. You know, Jerry, I've stood out there in front of these people. I've stood and held a flag along with my fellow Patriot Guard Riders. I've been across a road, not a four-lane road, but just a two-lane road, during the services for those fallen firefighters. And I've seen the things they've said. And this one, it was all women, younger and then older women, that were saying these horrible, horrible things. And what they say is despicable. It's absolutely despicable. But if you mean take away their right to say that, I don't know if I agree with that. You know, this country was made great because of our ability to have freedom of speech, and we don't agree with these people. So you can pass laws that say, hey, we can keep them back from the procession. And they have done this. They have done this in several states. Keep them away at least 100 yards. And in the cases of this was, they were further away than 100 yards from the service, and you really couldn't hear them. You can do that. But to say that a funeral protest are not protected speech, I think, is a slippery slope we don't even want to get into. What's the next thing that's going to be not a protected speech? What's the next protest that's not going to be protected speech, my friends? Now, I stood out there. I think these people are despicable and vile, but I also believe in the right to be able to say what you want. What happens if the next thing is that, going on the radio and speaking your mind? That's not protected speech. And I tell you what, they're kind of working on that. We've got to take a break here, but what do you think? Should the people protesting funerals have the right to the freedom of speech? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. If you own stock in BP, your investment is spilling away, much like the oil spilling in the Gulf. BP shares continue to fall as the cost of its efforts to stop the spill are nearing $1 billion. Now there's speculation BP might not survive this spill. Another sign, the housing market is bouncing back. Pending home sales for April rose by 6% as buyers take advantage of extended tax credits. The feud between Apple and Adobe seems to be growing. Apple's Steve Jobs trashing Adobe's Flash technology to run videos on iPhones and iPads. Jobs saying that's not the horse he wants to ride going forward. And coming soon to a neighborhood near you, more IMAX theaters. IMAX Corporation says it will open up 25 new theaters in the coming year, all capable of showing 3D films on ultra-wide screens. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
If you're unsure when to lock in your rate on a new CD, check out the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. Its interest rate is among the most competitive in the country. And if rates go up any time during the term of the CD, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. Give us a try and let us show you how banking should be. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Reading Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Benito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Benito, Shasta County District Attorney.
I'm Leslie Morgan, and as I promised you in my 2006 campaign, I have initiated the proactive review of value reductions in Shasta County, resulting in a savings of more than $16.5 million tax dollars. I have reduced the budgets of both departments by making effective changes in staffing and expenses. I will continue to fulfill my duties of assessor recorder with dignity and respect, and I am asking for your continued support with your vote in June.
I'm Emily Reedy, and I've been in the title and escrow business in Shasta County for over 50 years. Leslie Morgan stands out significantly as assessor recorder in her experience, qualifications, and integrity. She is a proven leader who has stood behind her promise to ensure the lowest possible, most accurate assessments, and she will continue to run the office in the same efficient and courteous way she has for the past 4 years. On June 8th, please cast your vote for Leslie Morgan, Shasta County Assessor Recorder.
For more information, go to reelectleslymorgan.com. I'm Leslie Morgan, and I approve this ad.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week, but wait, there's more. Every week a different special. This week's special is a super cool back support. Regularly $1 for $9.95, this week $3 for $9.95. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today.
The As Seen on TV store, located at 1746 Churn Creek Road behind Dairy Queen, and in Chico at 208 West East Avenue.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, we got a big shout out.
Big shout out.
Yeah. Okay. Big shout out to Ryan Clark.
Ryan!
It's Ryan's last day of school, and he is a huge fan.
You are the bomb. You are the dude.
You know what? We know you're going to miss us, Ryan. because you're going away to, because it's the summer, you know, you don't have to go to school and you get to listen to us in the car and all that. But you know what we're going to do, Ryan Clark? We're going to send you a little portable AM radio, one of those ones, those little white ones that you can, like, carry around with you. I know most kids carry around iPods, but you're going to have a little AM radio.
Okay, you're not going to believe this, Ryan, but there was a time when we had the kids on the way to school, when we did our show before, and the kids on the way to school would call us from the bus. And they were just, I mean, I think they were kind of the informed kids.
They
and
are
they would call and give us their opinion about stuff. But Ryan, this is his last day as an eighth grader at Turtle Bay, and he's moving on to Enterprise High.
Oh, my God.
Where they have the most killer band.
Well, make sure you tell everybody, Ryan, that you listen to the show. You'll be the most popular boy on campus, that's for sure.
Anyway, young man.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. And thanks for listening. And give your father a hug for us.
That is so cool. Hey, Ryan, just again, thanks so much. And you know what? This summer is an incredible summer. I can only speak from experience. To go from eighth grade into being a freshman is huge. You might think about actually going to summer school or taking some summer school classes. I'll tell you why. It gives you a foot up into going into high school. You get to know some of the people ahead of time. And it's just really cool. But so good luck, buddy. Seriously.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Carol, you're on line one.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Carl's going to play Summertime.
He's going to learn to play Summertime on the harmonica.
Okay, that has been for 30-some-odd years my favorite song, and I sang it one time years and years ago around Lake Arrowhead. But anyway, who is the original group that sang that song, do you know?
Oh, wow.
Because they were the best.
Well, it's from Porgy and Bess, but let me check it out. You know, it's from the play Porgy.
Hey, Carol, I promise you this. If it doesn't sound like Summertime, and if it doesn't sound really good, uh-huh, I will not play it. But yeah, I've got a month or so to practice it. So
okay, quickly. It is composed by George Gershwin for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. The lyrics are by Dubose Hayward, that's D-U-B-O-S-E, I would say Dubois, but there's no I in there, became a popular jazz standard. Let's see.
So, Carol, why did you sing it around the Lake Arrowhead?
Oh, I was just up there at Lake Arrowhead in one evening with a friend of mine, and I was belting out that song, walking around the edge. I changed a few words in it, but... I have a couple other things I want to bring up.
Okay.
Right.
This group that call themselves Christians, that are making fools out of themselves, I believe they're using that as a shield, the church as a shield. Christians don't act like that. Number three, Meg Whitman, I got her glossary that she sent out herself. It sounded really good all the way down until it got to the environmental part. She's a rabid environmentalist. How can you mix that with a job creator? And Posner, she's got a thing on the television about him, and according to his voting record, he's completely left. So I'm confused. Do we have a conservative running for governor, or are all three of them liberal?
Well, you know, from what I understand, we've had a guy named Larry Naratelli was on, and his viewpoints were much more conservative than the other two. But then it seems to me, though, is that Whitman and Poisner are leaping to the right to see who can be more conservative. They're talking about the illegals. They're talking about doing away with jobs for illegals. They're talking about closing the borders down. They're talking about getting government off our backs and all these things. Now, and you know as well as I do, Carol, that how many of these things then, if they're elected, become true? You know, you have Arnold Schwarzenegger, who ran as a Republican and yet has signed off on so many little laws taking away our freedoms and becoming, he wants us to become the green state of the country, and that's killing us. So
you know, when you vote for somebody, you're voting for their mate too.
Oh.
And you know who he's married to.
Well, yeah, Maria. He's married to a Kennedy. You know, it says Shriver, but it's a Kennedy, you know.
Well, you know, I would just say on Thursday, if you get a chance on Thursday at 4:30, come, get informed. Maybe she'll be taking answers, questions and do the question and answer period of time is what I'm trying to say, Carol. And going back to summertime, I looked it up under Wikipedia. There's been 103 recordings. So when you say your favorite, I mean, Sarah Vaughan.
I think it was the original.
Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, you
wait
name
a minute,
it.
Wait a minute. I'm getting old. You'll have to slow down.
Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan, not her.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Nope.
Billie Holiday.
Three females. I think this was a group.
Okay, well.
But anyway, it's just something I have wondered about, and I don't have a computer, so I can't search it out.
Well, you know what? We're the answer people. So if we don't have an answer, we'll find it, and in some cases, we'll actually make up an answer.
Here, you're going to.
But we won't charge you for the ones we make up. But the
okay.
ones that we really look up, that'll be like 10 cents. But
Carol, are you,
ones I make up are free.
Can you make it on Thursday out there at the airport?
Big Tree Lane Airport, our airport, Redding Airport.
Redding Airport.
Out there on Airport Road.
She's going to be in the north and under a hangar. And C.R. Gibbs has got a free tri-tip barbecue. And she's going to just be talking to the people. So it's a big rally. 4:30.
4:30 p.m. Okay, 4:30 Thursday.
Yeah, if you can make it, we'll be out there and whipping up crowd.
That's tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Anyway,
you're right. It is.
Hey, Carol, thank you so much for your phone call.
Bye.
Okay, you know we've spent the part going back to Jerry Brown and the Westboro. You know, Carol's right. You know that people that have that have Christian tenets, at least the way Christianity is taught, wouldn't be doing things like this. So there's other things going on behind that. But what do you think? Should somebody be able to? Should they have the right of free speech? Should they have the right to be able to protest and to disrupt a funeral? Or should those rights be taken away from them because of the acts that they are doing? And when you read what people say about it, you know, of course everybody wants these funerals to be sacred, and they should be sacred. But but once you start saying that forms of speech aren't protected in something like this, you know, they're not in the middle of a place yelling fire, you know, and causing people to be, you know, injured. What they're doing is casting an onerous spell over a sacred time. But I think you can pass laws that allows them to have their freedom of speech, just they just can't be as close as they are, and you know, they can't get up close to the funerals. I think they've done this in other towns, and people wanted to protest. Fine, you can protest. Here's where you can protest, right here. You still have the freedom of speech. You just don't have maybe that freedom of movement to do that. And then in other times too, of course, that the this Baptist church has been out there, the Westboros, the Westies, they've been attacked. And so they're, you know, they are in danger of that, of physical violence. And in fact, at our when we were out there between them and the firefighters' ceremony, somebody came up and tried to grab the one of the signs. Didn't try to attack the person, just tried to grab the sign. And the first thing they all started screaming was "Sheriff, Sheriff!" because the sheriffs were out there, you know. And so the sheriff came over and said, "You know, you can't do that. Go away." And the guy left, and they were yelling he should be arrested for assault and all that. Well, he didn't assault him. He just tried to grab the sign. Anyway. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Oh, wait a minute. I tell you what. Jim, yes. You're on KCNR.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break, and as soon as we come back, we'll get right to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant. fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:47. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Jim, we held you over.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, the reason I was calling in here, that Baptist church is not a Christian church in the sense that what they do is they go into a church that has a low membership, and then they have these people join the church, and then after they get their join the church, then they get the other people mad, there's a lot of them mad, then they leave. Then they have elections. They take over the tax-exempt status of the church and everything just by joining the church and then getting other people to leave until they had enough numbers to outvote them, and they vote them in, and that's how they take it over. And then they keep the name, and nothing you can do about it.
Well, the Westies, from what I understand, is there's only like 75 or 80, and a lot of them are like inbred. I mean, it's like the father and the mother and the daughters, and the daughter's a lawyer that's, you know, always putting up lawsuits and everything. So maybe I shouldn't use the word inbred. Maybe that's too, maybe that's not fair to inbreds. So anyway, but like I said, we faced off with them before, and like I said, it was all women. There was no men out there, and then they were quick to call for police protection when they were saying these things, and they were singing. They were singing horrible songs, and it was like, oh my God! But then I look at my compatriots out there. You know, these the Patriot Guard riders, most of which are veterans, most of whom have signed that. You know, they all, if they're veterans, they've all signed their name on that check, and they're looking across the road at them, and just the anger. But nobody went across. Nobody even said anything to them. So it was done with dignity from our side, not their side.
Well, what I just wanted to kind of point out how a lesbian group or something like that could take over, how they went in and take over a church, you know, and then keep the name and to put the name, and so then to try to blame, see, because the word Baptist brings it down on the Christians. That's where the problem is.
It is not.
There's no way to remove that name from them because they own it.
That's true, and that's unfortunate because it is not a an officially recognized part of the Baptist Church. I'm positive.
No, because they don't bond to any convention or anything. They're an independent, so they can and all they do is pay their keep their records straight and everything, and they can't and the government can't do anything to them.
They're a nonprofit. And they hold their services.
Nonprofit.
Well, you know, I also know that they've taken money not to appear, and they've also said, "Hey, look, we will not protest if you give us an hour on a local radio show." Those kind of things.
Yeah.
So
you know, the other thing too that they a lot of their tactics and everything are similar to the Sierra Club, what they do when they go out and sue people and then they win in court and things, and then they get the government to pay their lawyer fees and everything when they come against the timber over here, and they got the judge to sign it, and then they go back in and sue the government, and so the people, the taxpayers are actually paying for their own demise by having to pay the lawyer fees.
You know what? Well, I'm not even going to mention what I was just thinking right then, Jim. Hey, Jim, we got to take a break here. Thanks for your phone call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, Meg Whitman's phone number is...
I got it right here.
Okay.
You're supposed to call... first, two things.
We had people calling during while we were...
All right. They do want RSVP because it is, the tri-tip barbecue, and it's free. So, and that's tomorrow at 4:30. It's the rally with Meg Whitman. You can go to Reading at MegWhitman.com or call 877-595-1163. That's 877-595-1163.
We got to take a break here. Carlin in the Bot, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
McGregor Scott, former Shasta County DA and former U.S. Attorney appointed by George W. Bush.
I worked for nearly two decades as a prosecutor here in California as the district attorney and a U.S. attorney. One thing I learned is that the most important traits of a good DA are integrity and judgment. That's why I am joined by every former living DA of Shasta County and more than 30 former prosecutors of this county in endorsing Steve Carlton for DA. It's time for a change in the DA's office, and Steve Carlton is that change.
And here's Joe Gazzigli, a respected Shasta County attorney for almost 40 years and a former deputy DA.
I know very strongly how, with a stroke of a pen, the district attorney can change a person's life, the life of a mother, a child, or maybe even you and me. Therefore, I'm asking you to seize the opportunity to set things right again in the DA's office, to vote for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney.
I'm Steve Carlton, and I approve this message.
For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to reelect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes. Ron Largent's proven management and leadership experience with private business, not government background, makes him the perfect candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. Ron's conservative belief in limited government will propel him into a proactive commitment to the property owners of Shasta County.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:55, and we're dancing in here. Phone line 605-4567. It's part of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2140. Wait a minute. It's hard to sing and dance and give a great commercial.
A great what?
Great commercial for our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the state of California. I truly believe that. Joe and Shelley provide support to our citizens, to our veterans, just to our community, plus have great people working for them. What can I say? And you know what's going to happen June 10th? At Tobacco and Brew, 6 o'clock, starting at 6 p.m., a cigar-tasting extravaganza. It is. Next week, a week, in fact, from today, on June 10th, a cigar-tasting extravaganza. We're talking more about that, and it's going to be great. It's going to be right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, 50% chance of rain today, high of 76. Mostly cloudy today. And there's going to be a calm wind becoming southwest between 6 and 9 miles per hour. Tonight, likely rain. Cloud with a low. Don't you like to sing the weather?
Well, you know
you
what?
You should have Sing the Weather Girl.
They have summertime.
You
okay, that's
the
last time you're going to hear me say
now,
that.
Now, coming up at 8 o'clock, you're going to want to email me if you've got questions or get ready to make your call, 605-457-4567, because we've got George Runner, who is a California State Senator, representing the 17th Senate District, and he is an advocate for American for Prosperity. There's all kinds of great things that this guy, you know, looking up on his website that he has endorsed and has passed legislative bills, he and his wife.
Right, and he is running for the State Board of Equalization. I think he's terming out. So he's running for the State Board of Equalization. And as we found out when Barbara Obby was there, what an important, important job that is, because they're the ones, even though that they say we're gonna have taxes, they're the ones that are going to put the metal in the law.
Coming up, George Runner and also his wife, former Assemblywoman Sharon Runner, they are the authors of California's Jessica's Law and honorary co-chairs of Proposition 83 Jessica Laws, which was passed by more than 70% of California voters in November.
Hey, you know what else is happening? On Friday at the Board of Supervisors, they're having the Forest Service is going to be there, the ones from the Trinity Forest out here, and Sharon Haywood, who heads up the forest, the National Forest at Trinity. What, Bob?
That would be
quit
the
talking
Shasta
while I'm talking.
Trinity National Forest. I was trying to help.
Okay, National Trinity. Okay, Trinity National Forest here, Sharon Haywood. She's going to go there and talk to the Board of Supervisors about the Forest Service and the roads. So you know how they've cut the roads back.
9 a.m.
And that's going to be at 9 a.m. on Friday. At the Board of Supervisors, right there in their chamber. So you may want to go down there and see what's happening and find out how one person can affect so many people just by saying, I'm not going to let you on the roads. And that's essentially what she did.
Okay, so, well, a couple more things before we go out, a couple minutes before we break into the Fox News. Again, the weather is 50% chance of showers today, high of 76. Meg Whitman is going to be out at the airport tomorrow. Carl and I'll be out there welcoming her and emceeing. 4:30, tri-tip, barbecue, free C.R. Gibbs. You're going to have to call and make reservations. We're going to post that today. You can call us after the station or while we're on the air, 605-4567. You can go to Reading at MegWhitman.com. Also, make your reservations Friday night for the Anselmo Music Series. We'll be out there doing music from 6 to 9. Great place to go if you've not been. So we're making those announcements one more time before we make our break at 8 o'clock here. It's currently 67 degrees.
And it's day 44 of the largest ecological disaster concerning oil in United States history. That's right, 44 days it's been going on, and nothing has changed. That's right, nothing has changed from the day the oil rig exploded and fell to 5,000 feet, and the oil started pumping out. The oil slick is well over 100 miles long. It's the size of Maryland and Delaware, at least. And yet,
nothing has been done and maybe will not be done until August. Day 44. And what has BP done? Nothing. They've tried. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What else can go wrong in the Gulf? BP running into a new problem as it's trying to cut through pipe, trying to contain oil that's still spewing.
That saw blade is becoming stuck inside the riser pipe. Anybody that's ever used a saw knows every once in a while it'll bind up.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen also says more oil is washing up in more places. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live in Venice, Louisiana.
Dave, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the first cut of the riser pipe overnight worked, but the saw got stuck during the second cut, and that's the key cut. It's the one that's attempting to make the top of the riser pipe smooth. The smoother the cut, the tighter the fit of the containment cap, which will allow for the most oil to be captured. Now they're trying to unstuck the saw and cut again. Separately, oil's hit the barrier islands of Alabama and Mississippi, and officials in Florida say they can see oil roughly 9 miles off the coast of Pensacola, Dave.
Jessica, Israel's deporting the pro-Palestinian activists on those aid ships to Gaza involved in that deadly commando raid, but some are under new scrutiny. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Jerusalem.
Dave, Israeli activists and Israeli human rights groups have filed a petition asking Israel to press charges against about 40 of the activists, which the state believes have links to terrorism. Until a decision is announced, all foreign activists that are at the airport will remain there. The Attorney General is expected to make an announcement shortly to explain whether they will be deported or not. Dave?
Courtney, GM keeps selling more cars. It's May sales, up 17% from a year ago when the automaker was being bailed out in bankruptcy. Other automakers will soon release their numbers. On Wall Street, we're seeing the Dow on the rise, up 67 points. He's sold millions of albums, been knighted, and given countless honors. But even for Paul McCartney, tonight's a big deal, getting America's highest music honor, the Gershwin Award.
The White House, that's pretty special.
McCartney will also perform, along with Faith Hill, the Jonas Brothers, and others. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nate, technician for Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip, and crack. If only he'd called us sooner. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. With our state-of-the-art resin, a Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Let Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
A spree in Britain leaves at least five dead, the suspect among them the gun found near his body.
The alleged killer was a taxi driver in England's Lake District. He turned a gun on people in the street and then on himself.
And I regret to report that a number of people have been shot.
Prime Minister David Cameron speaking to Britain's Parliament. Multiple shootings are rare in Britain, where strict gun controls make it difficult to own a handgun legally. In London, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
Defense Secretary Gates wants to add China to his overseas itinerary on his next trip, but he's being told...
It's not a convenient time. That's the nonspecific answer Beijing is giving America's defense secretary about a stop in China. An anonymous senior official speculating China's still fuming about America's arms sales to Taiwan. The Pentagon spokesman saying that while the lines of communication between the governments are still open, the secretary feels continuity is necessary. Other officials are calling Beijing's inconvenient reply a rebuke. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
With the space shuttle program winding down, the government's launching a new jobs program for NASA workers and contractors.
We want to make sure that we do the very best we can to make sure that people make the transition into new jobs or skilling up for better jobs.
Labor Secretary Hilda Solis giving a $15 million grant. A student in New York suspended for what he wore, being allowed to go back to class.
A federal judge ordered Oneida Middle School to reinstate Raymond Hosier, the 13-year-old boy suspended for wearing rosary beads.
I was just mad that they were suspending me for rosary beads.
The school argued the beads were worn as gang symbols, but Hosier says he was wearing the beads in memory of his dead uncle and brother.
I told him I wasn't in the gang, and they just resembled my brother and my uncle.
The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit contending the suspension violated the boy's civil rights. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
American Serena Williams has just been served at the Tennis Open, the top seed losing in the quarterfinals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. It is 8:06 in the morning. And we finished up that last segment talking about day 44 and the continued disaster that's happening in the Gulf. That now they're looking at the oil as, you know, it's hitting shore, of course, in Louisiana. Now they're saying it could spread as far north as the Carolina shores. Well, and still... And still,
into the fourth state,
nothing has been done by our government except to say, hey, we're trying. Nothing's been done. Oh, we're going to have a law. Holder said yesterday, there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be criminal prosecution for the killing of these fish, of these birds. Oh, and also the 11 men that died out there on the site. And I'm thinking,
okay, we need to look.
Don't we have these kind of like mixed up?
We need to look forward. We need to look forward from today forward. What are we going to do? What are we going to do now? Not about what happened. We need to go into right now. And, you know, interestingly enough, this morning I heard on one of the press release something that they might even be thinking about bringing in James Cameron. From James Cameron, Titanic expertise, because of all of his expertise of ocean work, that maybe he can come
doing
up
the
with
deep
some
work. Yeah, doing the deep work from when they did all the camera work down on the Titanic. And it's you know what? This is what they've got to do. They should bring in the best minds, not just of oil exploration, but it should be somebody like Cameron. What about people working in that work completely out of the box? It could be in software and something to come up with an idea. Because let me tell you, my friends, what the next plan, if they cut the wellhead off to put another head on it, another containment head on it, if it doesn't work, it could increase the flow by 50%.
Well, this is not just a problem, our friends, for America. This is a problem. When something happens like this, it's a tragedy in the world. It there is a ripple down effect in the world. And Bob came up with a great comment. The Russians have the most deep sea experience.
They have some of the finest submersibles in the world. In fact, it was Russian submersibles that were used at the to find and photograph and document the Titanic. They are much better at deep-sea stuff than our people are, at least the private sector.
Okay, well, you know, that's an idea. You know, also, from what I understand, there's something like 17 or 18 nations that offered help to us, and only, I think, two or three were accepted. Now, anyway, day 44, and I would like to see at least the Corps of Engineers give the state of Louisiana the go-ahead to put up these berms.
And we are taking your calls. It is open line. So if you've heard something or you've seen something or you've read something, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be topical. But right now we would like to turn our attention on the man who is running for
a state board of equalization, one of three, and a senator, George Runner. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're great, George.
Well,
thank you.
We don't mean to get everybody fired up about this, but this is something we've been talking about for the last few days.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty outrageous process when you especially know that there are folks down there who live there who want to solve the issue, who think that they can solve at least protecting their coast with that barrier berm, and you've got a federal government bureaucracy that can't get out of its way.
Well, you know, the thing is, oh, we need to make another study.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like taking a drowning man that's out there and say, we'd like to throw you this life buoy. Except we got to make another study to see if we throw it over here, if it's going to damage anything before it gets to you. You know,
well, that's the problem with big government. I mean, I'm fighting a case down in my own district with Fish and Game where an individual tried to prevent some of his property from being flooded during one of the rains a few years ago, and so he dumped some dirt and some concrete into a riverbank so that a underground fuel storage tank wouldn't get washed away, and now he's being sued by the state and by the local government down there because he didn't have the right permits. You know, that's just the problem with big runaway government.
Well, that's what we have right now in the state of California. I mean, right now, there's 40, I think it's 46 states are in having budget problems, some of them severe budget problems, and the state of California leads the pack in severe budget discrepancies. Do you understand it to be that way?
Yeah. When you can continue to spend more money than you take in, and then know that you're doing that, but then go ahead and balance your books with revenues that are speculative at best, probably know you're not going to get them in at all, hoping somehow that the revenues will change, you know, is just irresponsible, and that's exactly what's driven us to this issue. And, you know, again, we don't expect Californians to live that way, and they shouldn't expect their state to live that way either.
Well, I tell you what, hey, Senator, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the State Board of Equalization. We'll talk about why you want to run for this job and the impact the State Board of Equalization has on us. This is Calling on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Watchdog of the taxpayers' money. I'm Tom Basanko, Sheriff of Shasta County. County Auditor Controller Connie Rignell has the best interests of the public dollar in mind. She has her eye on the details, efficiency, and accountability. Connie is the best candidate for county auditor.
I'm Connie Rignell, and I'm asking you to vote for me for the office of county auditor. The position of the county auditor is extremely technical in nature and faces continually changing state and federal requirements. As the fiscal belt continues to tighten, historical knowledge and successful management experience are vital to meeting the responsibilities of the auditor's office. I am the only candidate with this experience and knowledge. I am proud of the ongoing successful working relations I have with department heads, special districts, and the Board of Supervisors. During my term in office, we have annually received state recognition for financial reporting and clean reports from the grand jury on all financial and procedural inquiries. Visit my website at reelectconnieregnell.com. Vote Connie Rignell, Auditor, June 8th. I'm Connie Rignell, and I approve this message.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray Davis budget deficit. Rick is a tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration. Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keene, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Onestad. Rick Keene for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Good welcome. Morning.
Yeah, welcome. You know, I love to see Bob going to high hover there. Because we give Bob, hey, Bob, do this at the last second, and Bob goes into a high hover and bounces off the ceiling.
And we were looking for a specific, like, lead-in song. So he was going through his library of great songs. By the way, Carl and Linda Bott here. It is. It's 8:13 in the morning, and it is the second day of June. Are you feeling that whole... Gosh, if you write checks, it's 6-2, and the sixth month of the year.
Well, you know, honey, I know that sometimes that gives you a problem, you know, catching on to that, you know, putting that new month in there. But you wrote enough checks yesterday, I think, to kind of like really ingrain it into your system.
I was playing
the checkbook correctly.
I was playing catch up, but tell you about the weather. If you're just tuning in, of course, it's going to be high of 76 today, 50% chance of rain, and
that
whole week looks like this. So I'm sure you're going to want to, as soon as that daylight opens up and you get that warm weather, we're going to want to be out there working in our yard, aren't we?
Yeah, hey, our guest is Senator George Runner, and he is running for the State Board of Equalization. Hey, Senator, can you tell our audience just what exactly the State Board of Equalization does?
Yeah, sure. California is very unique. It's the only state that has a directly elected tax board. There are four members elected by districts to that board, and those districts are obviously very large if there's only four in the state. District 2, the one that I'm running for, starts down in Southern California and then runs all the way up the eastern side of the state to the Oregon border. It has about 9 million people in it. And then there's a fifth person that sits on the Board of Equalization, the state controller. Board of Equalization's purpose is to do a couple things. First one is to deal with tax appeals. Somebody feels like they've been audited unfairly by the State Franchise Tax Board or the Board of Equalization that goes out and checks on sales tax for individuals. They can then make their appeal to the Board of Equalization and ultimately find themselves in front of elected officials who should be representative of them as opposed to a tax court or a bureaucrat. The other thing that the board does is sets about property values on certain kinds of properties such as oil properties, railroads, utilities. So it basically is a very active board dealing with tax policy. My concern is that the board has been more interested in collecting tax dollars than it has been protecting taxpayers.
Well, now, from what I understand, the legislators can say we're going to have a tax.
Right.
But it's the board that puts the teeth into it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, to a degree, they can decide, for instance, in how to expand that tax. You know, how to apply it to something that maybe was unintended, or to create a. Another expanded part of an area that the legislature never intended to. A few years ago, there was an attempt to the legislature made an attempt to put a higher tax on certain kinds of alcohol, and the legislature failed to do that. And then the Board of Equalization went ahead and did it by rule. And I always say that tax policy has consequence, and so. Those you never saw the dollars because the manufacturers just lowered the alcohol content. So again, it's just the biggest fear people should have the Board of Equalization is that they're on the hunt for your tax dollars, and they'll stop oftentimes at nothing, including incredibly aggressive bullying techniques to try to squeeze the last dime out of small business.
Can you give us an example of that, or a couple examples?
Yeah, there's actually an article in the LA Times about 2 weeks ago about. A couple that owned a Chinese restaurant, very small Chinese restaurant, had about 20 customers a day coming through this restaurant. The Board of Equalization sent in two auditors four different times to observe what was going on in this restaurant to estimate whether or not those restaurant owners were indeed declaring the right income in order to pay their sales tax on. At the end of this four-day audit, They turned around and handed the owners a bill for $8,000 based upon just what they observed. And now this couple basically says, we're going to close. We don't have the time or the energy and the staff to fight this. And quite frankly, the Board of Equalization probably spent more money trying to do that audit or doing that audit than they would even recover with that $8,000. So those are the kind of bullying tactics that I think need to come to an end. And why we need aggressive taxpayer advocates on the board. I'm glad to have, for instance, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association endorsement because through my time in the legislature, we've stood for taxpayers.
Well, the election year, the fourth, and when we were doing our research and realized that California is the only one that has an elected Board of Equalization, which everybody else is appointed, by the governors or the legislators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And I find that really interesting. So what we're saying is if you got four really taxpayer advocates as opposed to tax collecting advocates, you could have a huge impact on the fabric of our taxation.
Well, right. And, it's not only how the decisions that are made, but it's the attitude that is set. It's the attitude that these auditors go out with. If they feel like they've been commissioned by the board to go find money, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to be that bully. Another thing that the board does is you see these series of studies that come out from the board talking about which taxes should be increased in order to get more revenue. You know, to me, that's way out of the board shouldn't even be in that business. If we're going to be in that business, then we ought to go ahead and do studies in regards to how to stimulate the economy, not just how it is that we can soak the taxpayer for more dollars.
So have you looked at any of their new ways of how to get more money out of us?
Yeah. I mean, one of the last studies that came out was an issue of legalization and how much money the state could come up with taxing marijuana, you know, in terms of that. So I mean, they're just constantly taking a look at those issues, again, as opposed to figuring out how to get people. I mean, California's biggest problem is getting, you know, financial problem, is the fact that we have people out of work. And certainly, you know, you folks, you know, the folks up in Redding understand this, not only in the current recession, but have struggled with that through big government overregulation and, you know, basically at times valuing, you know, some little critter over a person's livelihood. And as a result of that, we suffer from high unemployment. The way to get California out of this problem is to get people back to work.
Well, we've got like 16.78% unemployment, and I think they say
right.
It dropped like a hundredth of a percent, but we all know it's well over 20%. The unemployment up here. And then every time you turn around, there's an environmentalist that says, or a new law that's passed, not by the legislation. I shouldn't say it's a law, but it's a rule. Like the my favorite so far, and I'm trying to get the people on here, is that where it used to be 1 year of the spotted owl. You had to go out there, you know, a week and try to be finding the spotted owl, and you do it for a year. They've just changed it to 2 years. Which means now you can't log for 2 years in that area. Plus, you have to pay all the taxes that go along with it and all the fees. You know, this is just, to me, incredible that the government is still doing this to our people.
Right.
And we're in the hole, $20 billion. It's not getting any better. And we're the seventh largest economy in the world, and we are in trouble. We make Greece look like a bunch of pikers when it gets down.
California, who would have ever thought that California in its entirety would have the kind of unemployment rate that we have today when we have such great natural resources, we have a wonderful place to live, to raise your family, and it's only because of these aggressive, bad policies and, you know, that are often put into place by bureaucrats who are trying to figure out how to grow their own kingdom that we've suffered from. And, you know, that's kind of why I'm proud to be right now the only person running for this board in this primary that is not employed by the Board of Equalization. You know, because we want to come with a fresh and new look. We're not satisfied with how the board's been operating.
Senator, we're going to take a quick break here. And our guest is Senator George Runner, running for the State Board of Equalization. We've got to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, clearly News Talk Radio.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I help stop tank. Fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Redding Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Bonito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week, but wait, there's more. Every week a different special. This week's special is a super cool back support. Regularly one for $9.95. This week, three for $9.95. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today.
The As Seen on TV store, located at 1746 Churn Creek Road behind Dairy Queen, and in Chico at 208 West East Avenue.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town. That's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-456. I mean, you know, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. It's 8:26 in the morning. Our guest is Senator George Runner. And somebody called in and said that they thought that there was a problem with the phone number to the Meg Whitman.
One more time, Meg Whitman is coming to Reading tomorrow, June 3rd at 4:30. She'll be at the Air Shasta Hangar at the north end of the Reading Airport, 3770 Flight Drive. You will have, C.R. Gibbs is going to provide a tri-tip barbecue. There's no cost for admission, but you need to RSVP. Here's the number. 877-595-1163. Again, 877-595-1163. Or go to Reading at MegWhitman.com. I just called that number, 877-595-1163, and it was for the Meg Whitman barbecue appearance tomorrow.
Okay, our guest is Senator George Runner, who is campaigning for the State Board of Equalization, and we have a question for Senator. Let's go to the phones. Jim, are you there? Jim.
He's dropped off on us.
All right, we lost Jim there, but he called and he had a question for the senator. But, okay, Senator, we've got a few minutes before we have to take our news break here. Are you there, Senator?
I'm here. Right?
Okay. Well, you know what? You know, Bob's in a high hover around here. We're not sure. Just kidding, Bob. One of the things, we want to talk a little bit about your about where you've been for the last few years. You know, as the senator, you've done a number of laws and bills you put into effect. And which would you say is the most important one for the state of California?
Well, probably the one that I feel like has really been the most changing and saving and helpful has been California's Amber Alert. California's Amber Alert has reunited over 200 children now to their families once they've been abducted. Since we put Amber Alert into place here in California, not one of those abducted children have been killed by their abductor. So, you know, it's hard. You rarely get a chance to kind of do that. A lot of our laws are technical in nature, but you know, that's one that has such a meaningful protector of you know, obviously our kids, that I'm really proud to have been a part of that and been able to get that passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Gray Davis at that time.
And currently you're working on Blue Alert. Could you share that with our listeners?
The Blue Alert is similar in that we want to go after those guys that are basically trying to kill police officers, and so we want to use some of those same techniques that have been successful with the Amber Alert and find that perpetrator quickly. The key to the Amber Alert is we get people involved as they are, driving down the street, and they're all of a sudden are alerted to somebody's license plate number, and they begin looking. And so that's what's been so important in saving the lives of kids, and we think we need to go after these perpetrators that are seeking to murder our law enforcement officers, who are basically, you know, our guardians, you know, who are out there, and we want to be able to use them that way. So that bill is moving along in great fashion and is in the assembly now, and I think we're good to probably get that one signed into law later this year.
Okay, you know, we're going to have to, we're coming up on a on our news break here, Senator, but when we come back, we want to talk about some of the laws have just been passed in the Senate, but also, you know, who you are and a little bit more about you.
Sure.
We've got George Runner, State Senator, California 17th District, on the line here on Free Fire Radio, taking your calls, 605-4567. Emails, Linda, at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, it looks like we've got another 15 seconds here. When we come back, we want to talk about the global warming bills. We want to talk about the latest bill just passed through the Senate about you can't wear a weapon because of the chances that it could scare people. Yeah, it may be good or bad. This is Carl Lindebach, Free or Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. A stuck saw blade stalls BP's latest effort to cap the busted well.
Anybody that's ever used a saw knows every once in a while it'll bind up.
Incident Commander Thad Allen says they're working to free it up while shooting chemical dispersants at oil that started shooting out. And even if this latest effort works,
this is a temporary fix. It will not shut things off.
Fox's Alicia Acuna in Louisiana says if the gamble succeeds,
it's going to increase the flow of oil by 20%. That's an additional 100,000 gallons of crude a day until they're able to get that cap on.
Oil has come ashore in parts of Mississippi and Alabama. While many of the activists seized by Israel in a flotilla raid have been taken to a Tel Aviv airport, calls for about 40 of them to be prosecuted for suspected ties to terrorism.
The Attorney General is expected to make an announcement shortly to explain whether they will be deported or not.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley in Jerusalem. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned, qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray-Davis budget deficit. Rick is the tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration.
Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keene, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Amistad. Rick Keene for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Good morning, Reading. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. KCNR 1460, taking your call 605-4567. It is the 2nd of June, currently 8:34 in the morning. You know what? There's going to be 50% chance of showers today with a high of 76. One more time, the phone number for the Meg Whitman rally tomorrow is 1-877-595-1163. Got to call an RSVP if you're going to come at 4:30 tomorrow and enjoy that tri-tip barbecue. Again, 1-877-595-1163.
Our guest is Senator George Runner, who's running for the State Board of Equalization. And, Senator, we have just any number of accomplishments you've done over the past few years when you've been in the Assembly and the Senate. And we talked about how you thought that the Amber Alert was so huge, but you're also on the Environmental Committee. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
So what impact is this, does the oil disaster down in Louisiana have on our future, for oil drilling here in the state?
Well, you know, unfortunately, disasters like that, and that certainly is an environmental disaster that needs to figure out how to get resolved and taken care of, is used by environmentalists to also to extend their own plan. And, for instance, the situation that's happening over there down in the Gulf is deep water oil drilling. They're down below a mile under the sea. In California, our offshore drilling is very shallow, and it's a very different kind of drilling that takes place. And unfortunately, we have got an asset there that we're not able to tap because of some of the more radical environmentalists. And, I'd like to see us use that. And certainly, it's a much different kind of an oil drilling that takes place off the California coast than we do off the Gulf of California, or off the Gulf of Louisiana.
Well, I just have a feeling that there's something that says never let a good crisis go to waste that could have a huge impact on it.
Absolutely. And so, it's interesting. I've gone out to to some of those platforms here in California, and when you take a helicopter out there, and you fly over the coast of California, you see oil slicks already. But those aren't from any kind of leakage from the oil rigs themselves or from the drilling that's going on. That's just plain old natural seepage. And that's the problem that we have in the state of California, and that is if we can actually help the seepage by actually extracting and removing the pressure. And we've got this desire to, I'm afraid, to really just clamp down. And as a result of that, there's a tremendous asset that California is not going to be able to make use of, in terms of a new different kind of revenue, a job creation, and also just plain old trying to create some autonomy when it comes to the issue of dependency on foreign oil.
Oh. Hey, Senator, we have a contemporary of yours on the other line, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
We have Senator Runner on the other line too. So we're just filled up with congressmen, assemblymen, and senators today.
Give Senator Runner my very best.
Well, I think he can hear you right now.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good morning, my friend. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Jim, you called. You said there was something there was on this gun law that was just passed, or carrying of weapons.
Well, George is going to get his shot at it literally next in a week or so when it gets so well. It'll have to go to committee, but it's coming to the Senate. It had a little trouble getting out of the Assembly, and how absurd. Proponents not only are attacking the Second Amendment, they attack the First, condemning the folks who, with the open carry, did some protesting and they didn't like the bill. And they assembled to do their protest with their open carry, and the proponents kind of portrayed that as why there had to be a bill, because this was so thoroughly dangerous. The absurdity is now they're taking what is legal and making it illegal with exceptions. Exceptions that are so convoluted that law enforcement officers are going to be sore-pressed to be trained to know whether they're legally open carrying or not in the future. But frankly, it's just another get rid of our guns bill that we see so many times every doggone year.
Are you and you're familiar with that one too, aren't you, Senator?
Yeah, and I think this is a perfect example of what you get of these, you know, these big city liberals who think that they know how to answer every problem in California. I mean, some of the specific issues that Jim's talking about, you know, some of the issues in terms of protection of open carry that are just a way of life in many places of rural California, because of the nature of the work or what's going on. Now, again, we've got these do-gooders from the big cities who think they know how to solve California's problems, and yet there's absolutely zero indication that this open carry issue has created any kind of a problem in the lives of Californians, only protected them.
Now, when they do away the open carry, does this mean hunters and people that live on ranches and stuff also?
Well, I think Jim's probably alluded to that in regards to how they have to get around it with this language that tries to carve out the exceptions and what they really mean, and that's the problem that they're getting into. And again, they're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. But it's, as Jim points out, it's this aggressive move to take away Californians' guns.
And I know
that. You know, if you're a hunter or a rancher and you're open carrying, as I read the criteria, you have done a felony. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Well, you know, I think that, again, you know, nanny state is entering. You know, the fact is that they, you know, of taking that away from hunters and people that work out on ranches, and where I think that they don't, this is the problem with a lot of flatlanders, don't even understand the reasons to be carrying on, you know, when you're out there.
And again, not that our Democrat liberal friends want to, you know, let the assembly outdo them. Yesterday, the Senate passed the bill requiring all skiers under the age of 18 to have to wear a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's that kind of aggressive big government that just won't get out of our lives people should be – I think that's what the Tea Party's all about. It's all about trying to stop this government from taking away our personal liberties.
Yeah. Jim, you had something else, too, that you wanted to hit on before we take this break?
Yeah, Carl, I know you're going to have Meg Whitman on your radio show shortly in preparation for her visit to Reading tomorrow, but I'd like to let the folks know at 4:30 at Air Shasta Hangar, 3770 Flight Avenue, Meg Whitman is going to be there to meet the citizens tomorrow. Again, she was up there a few weeks ago. We had 500 folks then. I expect it's a bigger turnout tomorrow at the Air Shasta Hangar, Reading Airport, and we're going to have a tri-tip barbecue along with it. Unfortunately, though I'm supposed to be there to introduce her with you folks, I may not be because of these marathon legislative sessions. I'm going to do my best, though, my friends.
Okay. Well, Jim, thank you so much. We've talked about that a few times today, and we're looking forward to us seeing Meg.
And we want you to fight for our gun rights.
Amen. You got it. We're there.
All right, Jim, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye, Jim.
Take care, Senator.
All right, yeah. Senator, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series beginning Friday, June 4th. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9. That's June 4th and June 25th and throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. Call 474-5546 for the Anselmo Vineyard Summer Music Series beginning June 4th. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, I'm Chris Young, candidate for Supervisor District 5. I am running to provide Shasta County the one thing lacking on the Board of Supervisors, strong leadership. I will prioritize funding for county law enforcement. I will actively pursue job development in Shasta County. I will stand against the use of eminent domain, and I will insist that government learn to live on a tighter budget. If these issues are also important to you, please vote Young, Chris Young, Supervisor District 5.
I'm Chris Young, and I approve this message. Thank you.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 8:46 in the morning, and there's going to be 50% chance of rain with a high today of a 76.
Our guest is Senator George Runner, who is vying for the position on the State Board of Equalization. You know, this is our last segment here, Senator. You've been in Congress, or been in the Assembly and the Senate for how many years?
My 12th year.
What can you do for us on the State Board of Equalization?
Well, you know, I think probably along with my kind of ins and outs that I've learned in the legislature, the reality is my best experience comes from what I did before I got to the legislature. You know, as a businessman, as a private educator, my background. Is that I founded a program called Desert Christian Schools down in Southern California. It's a large private Christian school program, has about 2,000 students in it. And, you know, it was there we learned all, you know, I learned how aggressive government can get against you. And we are still very involved in that program. I'm chairman of the board. And, you know, I just know that if we can free people up to do what they want to do instead of constraining them by higher taxes and more regulations, that people will live happier lives and government and people will be more successful. And that's the attitude that I want to bring to the Board of Equalization. And again, that's why I'm glad to have, you know, folks like support from Sam Onestead up there, Wally Herger, along with Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, who have, you know, who know me both from my professional life, you know, in the legislature, fighting for their rights, but also, you know me as the person who understands small business and protection for small business.
Well, the with all the elections going on in the state here, I mean, with, you know, the big primaries here next Tuesday, and you got people running for governor, running in the primaries for senators, and all this. Who are you handicapping on these, Senator?
Between, well, you know,
Meg Whitman and Steve Poizner.
You know, I have personally endorsed Steve Poizner. It'd be kind of interesting family situation. My wife, who's a former assembly member, we were actually the first husband and wife to serve in the legislature at the same time, is actually active in the Whitman campaign. you know, I think at this point, Meg Whitman has a pretty sizable lead, and it's going to be pretty difficult to cut into that. And the key for us is we just need the right person who can beat Jerry Brown in November. And I think voters will be making that choice pretty convincingly probably next Tuesday.
Senator, we have a caller that's got a question for you. Roberta, you're online too. You're on KCNR. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Runner, I wanted to ask you about your per diem that you and your wife, Sharon Runner, received at $141.86 per day tax-free money, which is $283 per day. And don't you live in the same house in Sacramento? And this adds up to over $300,000 a year for salaries from 05 to 08, and you call yourself a taxpayer advocate. I'd like your response.
Sure. That's a talking point from one of my opponents. And,
well,
in the legislature, you have a salary and you get per diem.
Right.
And as I mentioned, my wife and I were both elected. And so the way that works is you, just like if you work at the same business and they offer health insurance or retirement, both employees get that. And
well,
so
isn't per diem for being out of town?
Pardon?
Isn't per diem for being out of town, away from your
regular
home?
Well, yeah, and again, that's the idea. You get a per diem because your house is located in another part of the state.
But did you guys share the same house in Sacramento?
Pardon?
Did you share the same house in Sacramento?
Yes, we obviously shared the same house. But again, it's like, it's no different.
Okay, well, I take exception. I'm tired of Republicans and Democrats feeding at the public trough. I don't care if it's legal or not.
Well, this is a talking point for my opponent, and I understand that, but we were both elected independently, and therefore we both received the salaries independently.
Right.
You know,
I understand
at that point
that.
Now,
well, you
know,
think
I,
it's
I,
fine.
I don't
that's
want to get
great.
Any criticism.
Okay,
listen,
thank
I stayed
you.
Away,
bye.
I stayed away from criticisms of my opponent, and there's plenty of them. I think people should just be based upon the commitments that they've made. Obviously, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association is fully behind us, and they are the protectors of wallets, and so we're glad to have them with us.
Well, Senator Runner, it is an open line, and we encourage listeners to ask any questions that they would.
Sure, I get it.
And that is, like you said, it may be an opponent's talking point, but it's still
right.
Something that people look at, you know, drawing double of anything. And then, but we appreciate you being on the show. Senator.
Sure. No problem.
And we're going to go to a break, but thank you so much for being on the show and good luck next Tuesday.
Okay, hey, thank you very much.
You bet. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, MacGregor Scott, former Shasta County DA and former U.S. Attorney appointed by George W. Bush.
I worked for nearly two decades as a prosecutor here in California as the district attorney and a U.S. attorney. One thing I learned is that the most important traits of a good DA are integrity and judgment. That's why I am joined by every former living DA of Shasta County and more than 30 former prosecutors of this county in endorsing Steve Carlton for DA. It's time for a change in the DA's office, and Steve Carlton is that change.
And here's Joe Gazzigli, a respected Shasta County attorney for almost 40 years and a former deputy DA.
I know very strongly how, with the stroke of a pen, the district attorney can change a person's life, the life of a mother, a child, or maybe even you and me. Therefore, I'm asking you to seize the opportunity to set things right again in the DA's office, to vote for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney.
I'm Steve Carlton, and I approve this message.
For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, and property taxes.
My name is Christy Largent. My dad, Ron Largent, is a candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. His passion over the years has been for family, real estate, home ownership, and fair taxation. Because of his conservative belief in limited government, he considers the role of Assessor Recorder as a position to fully represent you. As your Assessor Recorder, he will fight for the rights of all taxpayers. Please vote Ron Largent, Assessor Recorder, on June 8th.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, 2010.
California government is broken, and we need a reliable tax fighter to defend our families in the state capitol. That's why we're voting for Jim Nielsen for Assembly. Jim Nielsen led the effort to cut $20 billion in state spending and voted against tax increases, earning him the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association highest A rating. And Assemblyman Jim Nielsen has boldly called on California's Attorney General to join with other states in challenging Obamacare and its unconstitutional takeover of our health care choices. And when the liberal politicians' only idea for cutting spending was to release dangerous criminals before they served their time, Jim Nielsen fought to keep the bad guys locked up. That's why county sheriffs, crime victims, and the conservative California Republican Assembly all support Jim Nielsen. Let's keep Assemblyman Jim Nielsen fighting for us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 of Carlin Linda Pod. It's 8:56.
We just got a few minutes left. We had a call come in at the last minute, so let's go to the phone.
John, you're on.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and the irrepressible Bad Bob.
we're beating Bob badly.
What's on your mind?
I just real quick wanted to say that call from Roberta is exactly what your show is all about. I love the fact that people don't just get the slide on your show. They get their feet held to the fire.
Ooh.
And that was a great call.
It was really a great call.
And I wanted to thank Roberta for calling in, and I wanted to say to you guys, thanks for providing the forum.
Well, thanks. You know, John, you know what? And then here's the follow-up question for that. You're termed out. And if you're termed out, are you running for this because of...
Because
you're termed out. And then you can go into the... I just know in the military that when you draw per diem, or you draw, you know, housing for quarters, you can either be a single or you'd be married. But if two married officers can't draw for two married... They give them for two singles putting together. So of course, you know, having a husband and wife in the legislature is not something you see every day. So you know, they're not going to change all the laws for that. Anyway,
it's a definite anomaly. But what she was saying is that he should have had the integrity based on his political stance not to do that.
Well, there's a I thought it was a great question, and
really?
It's something that he says is a talking point, but it's a valid talking point.
I'm off the air. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you know, if you pick up the record Searchlight today, there will be names like Chelsea Adderhold, who is a Foothill High School graduate, daughter of Curtis Teresa Adderhold. You'll see, C.J. Cardona Valdevia, Central Valley High School, Shasta Lake, son of Margie and Paul Mines. And then you'll see a gentleman, John Tucker, graduating from the 12th grade Foothill High School. Palisadro, son of Jim and Kelly Tucker. Congratulations. Looks like we made it. We've got a whole graduation section in the Record Searchlight from kindergarten, graduating from 8th grade, graduating from high school, graduating from college. It's an array of graduates. And I also want to... hats off to my best girlfriend, Marie, 56 years old, finally. She worked so hard for her designing degree, interior designing degree.
How about finally, Whitney Mitchell, daughter of John and Martha Mitchell?
Yeehaw.
We're a special shout-out to them.
Yeah,
John and
congratulations to all the graduates. In fact, their daughter, John and Martha's daughter, Shasta College, and from a college degree. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing. So congratulations to all of our graduates, 2010 graduates here. Now, tomorrow we have a special lineup as well. Don't forget Meg Whitman tomorrow. We're going to give you the number one more time to call for your RSVP for your barbecue and out there at the hangar. That's 1-877-595-1163.
Our guest tomorrow will be Pete Stiglitz. running for the Republican nomination for our U.S. congressional seat that's being held by Congressman Wally Herger at this point. Friday, of course, we've got a number of people calling in. We're looking for Friday also to have, a special surprise for you on Friday. This is you can always go to KCNR 1460 or Free Fire Radio to get an update of what's going on here. And we're in the process of kind of rebuilding just a little bit on the Free Fire Radio website. You can look at it on Facebook also, because we always kind of try and put out who's on the show on that one, too. So.
And don't forget our music series on Friday out in Anselmo, 6 to 8. I'll be out there with John Gonsalves and Rick Hill and Lou White and Bruce Kalin. Come hear some fun jazz. Enjoy the ambiance out at Anselmo Vineyards. Make your reservations. We're getting booked up. In fact, I'll call out there today. So try to do that as soon as possible. Great having you with us today. We love mixing it up.
And don't forget that Friday at 9 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors, we're going to be talking off-road use with Sharon Haywood, who heads up the Trinity National Forest Group, Shasta National Forest Group.
Shasta Trinity. Bob's always stands it corrected.
This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.